Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. You can give them a call for service at 444-7200. I'm joined in studio this afternoon by Sam Newman. Sam is the director of the Cornerstone LifeWorks Christian Counseling Services in Albuquerque. Sam, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
We're close to socially distancing properly in the studio.
That's right. Right. The Holy Spirit between us.
Hey, I appreciate you being here. We've gotten to know you a couple times on the radio. Some of our listeners have sent in a couple questions, which we'll get to in just a minute. But I know a lot of people are... COVID has affected them in a very negative way. Mm-hmm. They've gotten their focus maybe off of some good things that are happening in their life. There's just emotion. I can't imagine how many people are hurting. Mm-hmm. And you guys are really available to help them right now.
Yes, sir. That. Yeah. And we're really wanting to be, you know, and within a pandemic, you know, I'm 40 and this is my first pandemic, you know, that I've been through. So, but it's an interesting situation to be in. Because we're going through it with our clients, you know, so in the context of that, we're really wanting to be a presence of hope and, but also we understand. And you know, to the context of having lost any family members, friends, those types of things, I haven't experienced that to that level, but we certainly have walked with a lot of people who have as of recent and really since this has been, you know, continuing on since February, March.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot now, I think, of people, you know, trying as long as they could to kind of withstand and hold, but especially as we move into the holidays and just kind of keeping that focus of what is important.
Yeah.
So,
Sam, I haven't done a lot of funerals lately. We have a staff at Calvary Church that does an amazing job, but early in the late 80s, early 90s, I did a lot of funerals. And one of the things that we were trained to do is to tell people that, man, it is okay to grieve. It is okay to mourn. You love people. If you lose somebody, let everybody know about that love. Let everybody know about how you're feeling. Get that, make that be something that you're testifying to. I love this person so much and I'm missing them. And that mourning process really is taking place in all kinds of degrees.
Right.
With
right.
all kinds of things, not just losing people, but losing jobs,
right.
losing relationships are really suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talked with Terry Heisey, who is the head of school at Hope Christian School.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, in fact, I posted a quote that he gave us on Facebook just about how much the parents and the students are saying, we are so grateful to be here together.
Right.
Actively, not doing this virtual thing, but
right.
but being together and practicing together and having interpersonal conversations in the same room. And they're practically doing all the smart things. You know, they're social distancing.
Right.
They're not, you know, not having everybody give each other a big hug every day and that
right.
kind of thing, which actually is kind of weird too, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because being human, there's just you're made for connection.
Yeah.
And that's the context of helping people to be safe with the parameters and the protocols, but not living in fear.
Right.
You know, and that fear, and I love the acronym, false evidence appearing real, because perception-wise.
Say that again real slow.
Yeah,
it's an acronym, fear. Yeah.
Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real.
Wow.
And
I
that's,
love that.
That's the context of, you know, and again, not to put in a fear demonic type of thought, but he prowls around like a roaring lion. It's false. He's false. It's a lie. You know, but man, if he can get us living in a lie, then the steal, kill, and destroy. And that's with families, connections, relationships.
Let's talk a little bit about Cornerstone LifeWorks, because we're going to get into some detail about what you just mentioned. But I want first people to understand who you are, what you do, how they get in touch with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And certainly we're there here in the North Valley, off of Edith and Osuna at 320. Osuna Road Northeast, and it's building 4H or H4. And we've actually just acquired some space as well for some advancement in the new year, to start offering groups and some support, you know, within that more community base, not just one-on-one, but start off in that. So, certainly I'll try to keep, you know, updated on that on our website, and that's at cornerstonelifeworks.com. Mm-hmm. And then our phone number is 505-345-2778. And that, you certainly call in, leave a voicemail, send email, those types of things. But our availability of being in person as well as doing telehealth, we offer both. And just that availability to offer counseling. But like you had mentioned earlier, that grief, there is just an aspect of people. There is a thing of being in pain, but our hope is to really help people through their pain so they don't move into suffering, mm-hmm. especially in these times.
Sam, everything, you have to follow HIPAA rules. Everything's confidential, all mm-hmm. of that. Maybe not HIPAA, but some other
HIPAA.
Applicable rule. Is mm-hmm. it? Okay. Yes. And so people can be rest assured that when they come and talk with you, it's held with confidentiality, mm-hmm. professionalism, but also compassion, love, and a perspective that's biblical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our focus is that we're trained in the mental health parameters of diagnosis and, you know, symptomology and those types of things. But my hope for Cornerstone, and this may kind of separate us a little bit from, say, a secular, you know, type agency, but our hope that we can certainly deal with symptoms. And we always have this thought, because there's a particular diagnosis called adjustment disorder. Everything's adjustment disorder, mm-hmm. you know, in some context, mm-hmm. not to negate a bigger diagnosis, bigger things, but it is really helping people to have a safe place that they can come to, knowing that they're loved and that there's no fear. There's no judgment. It's a safe place. And we have clients that are Christian and non-Christian alike. So it's nice being a kind of a stream in the desert, you know, perspective for all who are willing to come in that context, because we are state licensed, but also have that ministry mindset.
Mm. How do you help people cultivate the quality of life and relationships that were first, or that we were first intended to have? That's on your website.
Yeah.
We were first intended to have a quality of life and relationships. Where have we gone wrong?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where that fear gets in there. You know, we start living from a distanced place. And this is even in relationships that we've been in for years. But we have a difficulty with intimacy, with vulnerability. And that's where, you know, from the foundations of the earth, you know, from the beginning, we were intended to be fruitful and multiply. And I love the context of how Adam and Eve, but one can set 1,000 to flight, two can set 10,000. And that's, you know, obviously that there's a focus there of marriage, but that's relationship in general. And that's our hope, is to bring people back to the identity focus of who they are from the Father's perspective. Because when they look in the mirror, or if we get too much around media, if we get too much around the public eye, we start taking on something that wasn't intended, you know, and it's all subtle. It's all so subtle. It's like that snake in the grass. Did God really say, you know, but we start taking that bait, you know, and I love a lot of Joyce Meyer's work, or even the book called Bait of Satan. And it all starts with a thought, you know, it all starts with this intention of being something that we're not. So bringing it back to it, and we're very attachment focused in the idea that we're made for relationships. So it's always directed back to that. And an attachment to God, an attachment to ourselves as human beings. But then I love what you have back here on the wall, that it's about him and it's about them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool keeping the perspective that you and I, you know, the listeners, are a part of them. Mm-hmm. So the idea of love your neighbor as yourself, but the context too, that we can't fill each other up from an empty cup. So we have to have self-care involved in that too.
I don't ever want to share anything on the radio mm-hmm. that somebody thinks is exclusive to me.
Right.
Or to somebody that's talking with me.
Right.
In other words, I want them to know the whole reason we're here mm-hmm. is because they're included.
Amen.
Salvation and rescue from suffering
mm-hmm.
and renewal and yeah. acting, being humble,
mm-hmm.
being forgiven, maybe the most important one.
Amen.
Being forgiven is for all of us. We are not, there is none of us that has it all together.
Right.
Well, you may look good, or somebody may look good, but they still have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going on, and you want people to see themselves like God sees them.
Right.
I mean, that, in my view, that's my whole point of being here.
Yeah.
I want I want men to reflect back to their wives, this is how God sees you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I want wives to reflect that back to their husbands. Mm-hmm. And I'm profoundly aware of how that goes when you don't do that because I'm divorced. Mm-hmm. And so if I can use anything from my difficult experience to help people that are still married,
right.
I want to be able to do that. But I don't have the clinical professional training that you have, so you're going to take that to a whole new level.
And our hope is that we can, because as a therapist, you want to have that neutral witness. But we at Cornerstone, we try to, just like you shared, you know, there's a vulnerability in which you just shared because it shows that we're not perfect, you know, but in God's eyes, and this is the cool thing with love, when he looks at us, there's something there that he sees us as, you know, and it's like Boaz looking at Ruth. You know, there's just that context of, wow, who's that? You know, when Adam saw Eve, but when the Father looks at us, he does not see us how we see ourselves in the mirror. You know, there was a funny meme that I saw yesterday morning. It was in the idea of like looking in the mirror right when you wake up and you're like, is that right? That can't be right. You know, but there's this perception that something's off, you know, and in that context of helping people to know that, you know, we definitely want to come from a what we call an evidence-based, you know, perspective. It shows, okay, this works when it's applied to certain situations. Our hope is to take that evidence-based and what God intended for good and apply that Holy Spirit perspective so that, like you said, a husband can reflect back to his wife what the Father is saying. Mm-hmm. But it does require some time to be still and know.
Yes.
You know, so it is putting in the work.
I'm going to have to paraphrase a sermon that I heard Pastor Skip Heitzig give probably 2 years ago. He said, men and women are going to fight in their relationships. That's just going to happen.
Right.
But he challenged men with two things that I remember prominently. He said, number one, when you argue, don't argue from a position of anger. Just have a conversation. And actually, there were two other things. I think he separated these. So there were three things. So the first one is don't argue in anger. Mm-hmm. Number two, he said, don't lie. Mm-hmm. You have to promise yourself not to lie.
Right.
And don't, the third thing that he said is don't manipulate. I guess maybe I did remember it correctly because I think lying and manipulation were kind of the same thing. And then I used to think back to my arguments when I was married, and I would argue just to win.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's not the point of the argument. If you're having a discussion, it's not about winning. It's about communicating.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get rid of the anger, and you got to promise not to lie and not to exaggerate.
Right. Embellish.
Okay. Embellish. And I did all of that. I just wanted to win the argument, which is, it sounds so silly and intellectually dumb, frankly. I just don't know what was wrong with me or why that was wrong with me, but it was. And I know a lot of men that are so angry and they're so proud. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have vulnerability. I'm just telling you here on the radio, you do not want to go through a divorce.
Right.
It is not fun. Mm-hmm. It does, you know, the grass is not greener, all of those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you, Sam, right now, and I'm kind of skipping down the list, but, Can marriages be saved when they've been going bad for years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you know, we want to handle each of those marriages, obviously each of the individuals individually, you know, because each story is different, and it's given people that floor, if you will, that availability to have that safe space. But the interesting thing is, there's particular things that every marriage can do. When it's applied in that individual perspective, it'll work. But here's the but. It's the caveat, right? And that's the idea. We never want to say, and this is maybe just for all you men listening out there, that never say, I'm sorry, but that's just, you know, number one. But the idea that the but here is the idea of putting in the work when it hurts, when it's unfair, because and we have the, or at least in my practice and some of the other therapists do as well, because, relationships, but it's being able to have crucial conversations in the context, like you're saying, don't lie. Don't lie and say that you're fine when you're not. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be not okay. You know, it's that space of being honest of, and with men, a lot of times I see hurt at the underlying aspect. It's underneath anger, mm-hmm. but anger is that kind of precipice to kind of get past mm-hmm. and get through. And that's where in the individual focus, helping men to know that they have a good father and come to me all who are heavy laden, because our wives can't take our heavy ladenness, mm-hmm. at least on the surface of it, because it's going to be angry. It's going to, Jesus can though. So really helping on that individual focus of how do we come? We've got to put off the heavy laden first so that we can come bearing, you know, and be honest about it and be willing to have relationship first, be connected.
Yeah. Sam Newman is the director of Cornerstone LifeWorks Christian Counseling Services in Albuquerque, and they're located at 320 Osuna Road Northwest.
Northeast.
Northeast.
Northeast,
oh.
Yeah.
What's the cutoff there?
So the railroad tracks are interesting. Ah, okay. Yeah, it's northeast.
So northeast, really right on the border there.
Yep.
Okay. Between Northeast and Northwest. Their phone number is 345-2778. You can contact them on their website at cornerstonelifeworks.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about fear. We're going to talk about how the combination of the stay-at-home order and fear and how the media is not really helping us by shaping that fear.
Right.
We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Whether ordering delivery, takeout, or pickup, let's get out there and support our favorite restaurants. Central Grill and Coffee House, east of Rio Grande on Central, serving breakfast all day. Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order. Nacho Mama's Taco. Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef. EatGrassburger.com. Village Pizza, two locations. Great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon Appetit.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan, maybe refinancing or buying a new home. Call 836-5700 or reach Indigo Mortgage on the net at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Sam Newman, director of Cornerstone LifeWorks Christian Counseling Services in Albuquerque. And you mentioned something earlier in our first segment about not only do you do some individual counseling, but you also do some group things. Mm-hmm. Now, when would that apply?
Yeah. The groups are nice in conjunction with individual counseling, because our hope is, and this is really going to be starting to be kicked off in the new year, but to give people some of that sense of relationship. And starting out, we're really going to gear those groups to more men-only groups, women-only groups, so that there can be a really good sense of just confidentiality, you know, in men's issues, women's issues. But it's just a place where people can come and be known. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be small, you know, maybe 8 people at the most, 10 people at the most, but within a limited space, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. We're hoping to also start what we'd call a IOP, intensive outpatient, to where if people need a little bit higher level of care, that it would avail more services throughout the week.
Yeah.
So, but again, back into getting that started, it's a really good conjunction, additive to individual practice, individual work.
I can't help but think about how many people are islands, especially during COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just by themselves and dealing with emotions and all the things. And then they're watching the media. Mm-hmm. And they may not even be aware that they're being bombarded with really, really fear-creating messages constantly.
Right, right. And that's the context of truth. You know, within any lie, there's usually a sliver of truth. You know, there's something there that kind of gets you hooked. But there's just something about fear that it grabs on to the human psyche. And that's where ruminations can happen, you know, obsessive compulsive type disorders, anxiety, depression. Our hope is to really be aware, because we don't want to be just, you know, not active in politics, not active in, say, media, social media especially. So we have a voice, but it's how we show up. And if we remember, you know, the context of like David and Goliath, you know, Goliath was out there for 6 weeks at a time, two times a day, kind of spreading the news, you know, in the morning and the evening, you know. But in the context, it was fear-based. It was accusations. It was pretty overt, you know, in the context of things. But it was always interesting to me when I read David comes on the scene, right? And he's offended. Like, how long has this been going on? Because he's showing up in a different perspective, a different identity. Mm. And that's that attachment-based focus of what were we first intended to have.
Yeah.
And it's a spirit of courage, of might. So especially in these times, we want to be very, very keen on what we're listening to, the voices. And again, I don't have necessarily anything against any of the news medias, but it's really interesting to watch one and then maybe flip over to one of the others, like CNN versus Fox or MSNB versus the other. And they're both telling stories, but a lot of it is very fear, hate driven, you know, type of things. So it's being aware and being active, but also being unoffended. We use that term a lot around the office of how do we show up? How do we be in the world, but not of it? And we kind of take some cues from David. We show up in the spirit of the Lord, and really towards each other, that we can have, like you said earlier, of how do we show up in a relationship, but really come in a place where we're geared towards connection, not a safe distance.
So I'm thinking the current balance for a lot of people is to binge watch Netflix, get off of a particular show where you've been, maybe you've been watching Hallmark movies, all these happy Christmas movies. Then you turn on the news and there's not one positive thing that you hear. But you've absorbed, let's say, 4 to 6 hours of media. And then maybe you talk to a friend on the phone for 5 minutes. Or maybe you try to turn on your pastor teaching via streaming. And you last 10 minutes. But I can't help but think that all the things that we're doing spiritually, the intentional conversations that you might be having on the phone are, hey, how you doing? What you doing? Blah, blah, blah. How about structuring that a little bit? Would that be possible where, hey, why don't we go over, you know, Hebrews chapter 12.
Right.
And actually go through it on the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we balance this just being inundated with media and other contrary messages?
Our big thing, especially within mental health, and you'll find this in secular as well as, you know, any spiritually based, you know, Christ-focused type counseling, but is the awareness. And that's the idea. Think about if Adam had been aware of what the devil was doing. You know, if there was awareness there that we don't, and the devil was crafty about it. He talked about God as if he wasn't in the room. You know, and he used the word for God that was almost more like a militaristic type term, not a father. And Adam completely took the bait, you know. So in the context of watching the news, it's a being aware. And I love the idea of, like you said, structuring. But if we keep spirituality, if we don't put it in its own box, but that we have that spiritual Christ focus in everything that we do, in our finances, in our relationships, when we're having those conversations, we can really be a lot more, you know, on that kind of that powerful perspective. That's who we're created to be, so that we can be in the world but not of it. But in the context too of if you're watching Hallmark movies, you know, National Lampoon's, Home Alone, you know, all the Christmas classics, you know, but it is in that context that we are active and moving. So, you know, it's cold outside, but put on a coat, go for a walk. And doing that with somebody or taking somebody on a walk, FaceTime, you know, get active in our ability to be present. And that's the big thing with presence. It's the present moment. That's what God is calling us to be in, so that we're not living in the past or living in the future, but that we can have moments of going there, but that we're presently focused, especially in the relationship.
Because I'm a man, I'm going to say two men, go on a walk that you just recommended. I'd say two women, but I don't want to offend any women. So let's say these two men are really upset with their wives. So the conversation they're having is bashing their wives. Mm-hmm. That's not a healthy conversation either.
Mm-mm. No, and that really builds, you know, if we think about it neurologically, the idea of the pathways, and there's this saying in mental health that the neurons, synapse, but the things that wire or fire together, wire together. So if we're talking about that in our heart, if there's hate in our heart, you know, and Jesus was pretty adamant about that, of don't have any hate in your heart. So in that context of being aware, now again, it's not that you don't have frustration, but we want to be very aware of what we're extending. Because, and Jim, you might have to help me with the scripture on this, but the idea of forgive one another, you know, but we got to do that quickly so that we don't go and automatically talk to somebody else, because not only do we defile ourselves, but we end up defiling that other person. And that's that connection of how we're made for relationship. But if we join with somebody else in offense, it can turn on us.
Well, Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you give others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you."
Amen.
I mean, but how many people don't want to receive forgiveness? Like you mentioned finances earlier. Mm-hmm. I know so many people today that Christmas is major, major pressure because they don't have the money to go do the things that they want to do for people.
Right.
And so they're feeling less than adequate.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel almost awful
right.
about the Christmas holidays. How do you get people to understand the joy
mm-hmm.
and just to be focused on Jesus was born. He's here to save you. You've made it. It's not pretending.
Right.
It's not, oh yeah, everything's okay. And there's not going to be any problems just because mm-hmm. you're saying it.
Right.
There's still going to be challenges,
right.
but God is bigger than all of that. Mm-hmm. And he can overcome your wrongs or your sins.
Mm-hmm.
He can,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah. And will. You
right.
just got to give them to him.
Right. And that's the context, like you said, how many people, and not necessarily that they don't want forgiveness, but there's just, there's a blinded piece. There's, you know, awake, oh sleeper. Mm-hmm. I think because of how we all, everybody wants love. Everybody, there wouldn't be addiction if people didn't want the good thing. They want to feel that happiness, that euphoric sense. But we're hurt, you know, and there's a big context of trauma, right, that everybody's grown up in, even if you had an amazing family. And there's complex trauma. It's not to negate those big things, but everybody has trauma. And that's the space of helping them to come back to what God first intended. And it's really helping them. And part of it, too, is helping them to close their eyes, turn off that external aspect of playing safe, because that's where we all lie. Well, hey, how you doing? Fine, right?
Yeah.
What's going on? Nothing, you know. But if we turn off our eyes, you know, in the context, we do automatically go inward. And that's where sitting with clients in a safe space for an hour, hour and 15 minutes, you know. Now, the context of this is where I'm hoping with the group that we can do that together. But think about a group of men. And some of these men are, you know, tried and true. I mean, leather.
Yeah.
But helping them to close their eyes and know that it's okay to be a son.
Yeah.
And to soften so that they can be who they need to be to their daughters, their sons, and their wives.
You can get through the machismo.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, and that's the context of the sins of the fathers, the generational. A lot of that stuff is sons have been raised into men being trained that it's not okay to cry.
Yeah.
You know, but and every man that I know, they might do it once every 6 months, but there is a time where they just have to have a break moment. It might be at 12:30 at night in their bed, you know, but there's moments. Yeah. So it's helping that safety again, back to that place. That's okay.
Well, and there's famous people that have been through this kind of stuff and have made it publicly, become successful, and they're actually testifying to how God changed their lives. One of those is a guest that we're going to have on the show here in 2 weeks. His name is Daryl Strawberry, one of the all-time great baseball players, played on both coasts, won World Series, was a Rookie of the Year, could just hit the ball out of the park, and was an Albuquerque Duke for six games.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to talk with Daryl. I don't know Daryl. I'll just meet him on the phone for the first time, but I have just recently read his book. And it's just an amazing book about how God is going to overcome everything that you have that's been difficult in your life. You just have to let him do it.
Right.
And how he fought that for many, many years and, you know, ended his career prematurely, created all kinds of health problems for himself, cost him a marriage or two, and now he's just married to a lovely woman. They're doing ministry together. They minister to kids with autism. They do amazing things with, you know, public speaking around the country. And he's going to help us as part of what we're calling the Comeback 2021.
Amen. There you go.
How many of us need to get out of this year, Roy?
Right.
And
I'm
going to ask you when we come back about the marker. Is it going to be amazing when 2020 is over? Don't answer that.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
You want a glass of water. What do? You walk over to the sink, you turn on the faucet, and you pour a glass of water. Simple, right? Not when you live in the poorest areas of Asia. A woman must walk an average of 3.7 miles just to find water that's free from disease. She fills a jug till it weighs about 44 pounds and then carries it on her head back to her village. And she does this every day of her life. That's if she can find clean water. But now there's hope. Gospel for Asia is building Jesus Wells. A Jesus well provides pure, clean water for an entire village and opens the way to talk about the living water of Jesus. This Christmas, give the gift of water, donate a Jesus well, and bless an entire village. Call 855-572-4628. That's 855-572-4628. For other ways to give, please visit knkt.com and click the Christmas Critter Campaign banner.
Well, 2020, it has been nice to know you. Don't ask for references. And we're moving on. 2021, we love you. And to celebrate, KNKT and Star 88 present 2021, Year of the Comeback. So here are the launch plans. We'll kick off the comeback on the first Saturday of the new year with a dynamite day of the absolute finest messages from Louis Giglio, Tony Evans, David Jeremiah, and Skip Heitzig. There will be giveaways and announcements about comeback events in 2021. Doesn't that number sound wonderful?
Yeah!
2021. You cannot get here too soon. Comeback launch on January 2nd is brought to you on KNKT and Star 88 by
MediShare, home of affordable, biblical healthcare.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
What can you give someone that will change their lives for eternity? This month, you can give a gift that can transform the lives of thousands of those less fortunate in other countries. KNKT and Star 88 is once again partnering with Gospel for Asia and the Christmas Critter Campaign to share Christ through these gifts. Gift options include Jesus wells, Bibles, sewing machines, and even livestock like chickens and goats. Your gift will also go to a desperate family in Asia, and it won't just help that family. It'll perpetuate and be sustainable food. A sewing machine, for example, can literally start, the people can make their own clothes and create an actual business. A simple gift of a chicken or a goat can help provide families with income to lift them up completely out of poverty. So your gift can be absolutely amazing. Go to knkt.com or to star88.fm and click on the Critter Campaign banner and consider giving them a gift. We really think it's an amazing thing. The Christmas Critter Campaign with Gospel for Asia. I'm in studio this afternoon with Sam Newman. He's the director of Cornerstone LifeWorks. They are a Christian counseling service. Relatively new, but you have some real experienced team members. Before we get to them, though, I want you to tell me about how is this New Year's, this COVID, or not COVID is over, but 2020 is over.
Right.
Is that an important marker, maybe more than any other time in history?
You know, I think for, obviously it's the moment that we're in. It's that time that we're in. So I think it, in that context of going through what we've been through. And again, I still remember, you know, this February and March, you know, oh, this will last a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And now here we are, you know, in December. But as we move in, I think it's an unprecedented time for especially my generation, but a lot of the younger generation that has been doing school, that they've been having to do it that way, the teachers. So I think moving into 2021, I mean, if we can practice thankfulness that we're through it, you know, the year of toilet paper, you know, the year of bottled water and all these things. So it is a nice availability to have some good context and good conversation about grieving through that, but also to get in there and laugh and to be together and really look at 2021 as being a year that we're going to do better. That there's things that we, not that we did bad before, but it's up in the ante. It's up in the level of what can we do.
You know, I say many times on this program, Sam, that we can always be better. You know, I talk about the governor's policies, and I want to say very out front, I think that Michelle Lujan Grisham has tried to reduce the, you know, the transmittal of this disease. But I think that her experts have been a little bit one-dimensional, if that's the way I could present it. I think it would have been good to have the conversations in front of the community. I think it would have been good to bring in some alternative experts. For example, if I had a knee injury today, I'd go see one doctor, and before having surgery, I'd probably seek a second opinion. And I wish that all was happening in front of us. So what I'm really criticizing is the process. Because I think that as a community, even our Democrat representatives, which are, you know, Michelle Lujan Grisham is a Democrat, even the party, I think, would appreciate that, because many of the Democrat representatives in New Mexico are not participating in these discussions. Right. And I think they have some valuable things to say. The Republicans are critical, but not as much about, well, I guess they are critical of the policies, but I think one of the reasons they're critical is because she hadn't let them participate. And I think that could really change if we were really doing this as a community. And that's really what a leader needs to be, not just a leader for one particular party, but one that's bringing it all together.
Inclusive.
And I am seeing some amazing things. One silver lining that I see, one way I see God using this pandemic is something amazing, and it has to do a little bit too with the name of the show. The show is called ABQ Connect. One of my things that I've prayed about since started hosting this program is I wanted to see the Christian community, the different churches, come together and work together. So all of a sudden I see churches working together to feed kids. I see churches getting together with government agencies like the state fair and providing a place for people to pick up food. I mean, just amazing things. I see the Albuquerque Public Schools, you know, partnering with, you know, Feed New Mexico Kids and Legacy Church and Calvary Church and others who are doing amazing things. I see Citizen Church partnering with Highland High School just to mentor and care and tutor kids. So there has been a blessing. But you gotta work at
active,
focusing on those things. And that's why I wrote down, you know, a couple scriptures, Sam. I don't know if you'd be interested in reading Philippians for me.
And the ones that's sticking out, because you're talking about being active, you know, and Philippians 4, 5 through 9, let your gentle spirit be known to all men. And I love the context of this. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, If there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Yeah.
Oof. It's alive.
We spent last week talking about our sister station, Star 88, which is a Christian music format.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't emphasize how many times I've been listening to Star when my heart's been hurting and hearing these talented musicians sing the word,
right,
or sing a message that focuses you on Christ. Mm-hmm. You do get that peace that's beyond all understanding just right, because you're hearing the word or you're reading the word.
Right.
So I want to encourage people that are hurting. I mean, you if you're hurting, I'm not saying you shouldn't be hurting. You may. You may be grieving. That may be all part of something that God wants to take you through.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I'll tell you what, pain is no fun.
Right.
Discipline is never pleasant, which Hebrews 12:11 mm-hmm. says.
Right.
But it yields for those who train by it, the peaceful mm-hmm. fruit of righteousness. It will change your heart and make you stronger mm-hmm. if you trust Him.
Well, and that's where you're in your statement, and then we'll see it in Romans, you know, that God uses all things, mm-hmm. but there's an if-then statement. You know, if, you know, there's an aspect of being called according to His purposes, but it's that idea of loving Him. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea of if as human beings, but Christians, because we're made in His image, using our word to love Him, but then, like the sign says behind me, to love them, mm-hmm. especially in our homes. So really helping people to practice these things, just like Paul is saying, practice these things and literally, and back to that, neurons and synapse that fire together, wire together. Think about focusing on things above. There's a context of we're firing and wiring together with the Holy Spirit,
mm.
you know, and it's cool because then Christianity isn't just a religion, you know, which again, we want to put some of that focus aside because we want it to be about relationship. That what we're practicing is something like when David came on the scene, that we're stepping into identity. It's a physical thing. It's body, soul, and spirit, mm-hmm. you know, so that when we're going through the holidays, when we're experiencing, say, some depression or anxiety, we can step into who we are. And like David, calling ourselves to accordance of the idea of self, why are you downcast? Mm-hmm. Where does my help come from?
Yeah.
So
I was joking around on Facebook with some people the other day that were talking about being down.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really joking around, but I always joke around about basketball because I'm mm-hmm. so one-dimensional in my thinking. But I said, you know, going out and shooting some baskets is pretty therapeutic.
Amen.
But people don't even think about that. It's right. like they want to just be sedentary and sit around and feel sorry for themselves. But exercise.
Right. Movement.
Is really important.
Amen. And that's if you can put on some worship music and even just some good music, some good wholesome music that has good value to it. You know, get some hydration. Breath is huge, but movement, get moving. You know, and we've talked about it before, but for every hour of sitting, get 4 to 7 minutes of some active movement and really allow yourself, you know, expand your chest, your thoracic cavity, open it up. So if you kind of think about David worshiping, he was in movement. But if you think about opening up your arms to worship, you're already doing some of that. So it's pairing those things together. And also in that context too, for self-care and giving out some resources, Cornerstone LifeWorks does have some resources on our website, as well as, there's a couple state, focused, New Mexico, or it's nmcrisisline.com that has some really good resources on there for just, if you need anybody to talk to, there's a 24-hour hotline. Then there's a warm line for so many hours that you can text or call. But there's always somebody available there. And then mentalhealthfirstaid.org is a really good resource as well. And some really good just kind of salt-of-the-earth, ground-floor type things you can do physically to get moving, to get some focus of how do I get through these holidays, especially if we're either going to be around family or we're not around family,
mm-hmm.
you know, of how people are experiencing these days. But it is to remember that we're going to get through it, that it is going to be okay.
Sam, if you call the doctor right now to go have them check out a bruise on your elbow,
mm-hmm.
you're talking 90 days. How long is it going to take to get in to see Cornerstone Life
yeah.
work?
And we want to be as present and available as possible. right now some of the therapists are full, but then there's other ones that, you know, are doing telehealth only or physical. So, but we want to accommodate whoever, you know, whoever is in need. So if somebody calls in, and I want people to be open and honest with where they're at, you know, some people might be calling in to get on the 2021 schedule, but we might be dealing with something more, you know, in the immediate time. So that's, we just want people to be honest. You know, let us know where they're at. And if we need to, you know, kind of contact some of our resources that if we're not able to accommodate, still I want people to call in because I have connections and resources around town, as well as, you know, this New Mexico Crisis Line is available. There's resources.
You bet. Sam Newman, Director of Cornerstone Life Works on ABQ Connect with us today. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about his team. He's got some different personalities. When you talk about each one of them, I kind of think about the personalities of the disciples and how God used each one of those individuals to reach a different group of people. So we'll be back to talk about the Cornerstone Life Works team. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
It's a Space Command Turbo Rocker! The Gene the Marine action figure, yes! What? A burning rubber collector's edition drag racer?
We're supposed to be wrapping these new toys for children in need. Grow up.
The imagination of a child isn't a bad idea as you shop for a new toy to donate to the toy drive at any of the Calvary Church campuses, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or during weekend services. More info at calvarynm.church.
You can't teach speed. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. As I was preparing for our youth football draft, I reminded myself how important fast players are for a football team. Last season, I had a great group of young men, but we only had one victory. And the problem is we didn't have any speed. In youth sports, it's all about speed. As they say in the movie Draft Day, you can't teach speed. But here's what we need to understand about speed in our everyday lives. Things of speed, as Bill Hybels says, and things of the soul move in opposite directions. In other words, you can't cultivate the soul moving at Mach speed. What are you doing to cultivate your soul? The psalmist suggests being still. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him."
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Ryman, for engineering our program today on ABQ Connect. Brings us in and out and plays all our great sponsors for you. So thank you, Steve. I appreciate it very much. I want to talk now about the team, the therapists at Cornerstone Life Works. Sam Newman, the director, is in studio. And you have a lot of different flavors and personalities on your team.
Yep. Yeah, we and. In that idea of how you said about the disciples, there is a kind of eclectic group that we've got, which is really nice though, because somebody might not have the best fit, you know, with a man or a woman, or they might need something different. So we try to accommodate, and they can go onto our website and read bios. Mm-hmm. We've got some of their kind of favorite scripture life verse. You can kind of see where they're coming from, as well as their experience, where they've been. We've got a couple of therapists that have been in the military, so they really understand that first responder, you know, type focus. And then there's some therapists who they deal with women's issues, some deal with men's issues. And we are, you know, just in the context of where we're at on that website as well, we are actively hiring some new therapists. Mm. And we really want people that are focused on the family, not to take a context of that, you know, statement, but we want that because we are family. And we want to be able to know that a family coming in, they can be served in multiple ways, whether it be the individual or the group.
Right. So would you have a therapist that might be a little more interested in talking with younger people in a family, mm-hmm. and others that are talking to mom and dad, and you kind of team up on them?
Yeah, we team up on that. And then we it's nice to be able to come actively towards, and it's really interesting because therapists get biases. You know, it's awesome being human and being able to be honest about that, but it's really helping the therapist to kind of see, you know, because if we're working with a husband and a wife and maybe some kids, it's nice to see from a kid's perspective, you know, because parents have a perspective, obviously, but sometimes it's, I love getting kids in the office and, okay, well, tell me, you know, because kids don't lie usually when they're by themselves. And sometimes the parents are. so on that context of being able to serve the whole family, and we're really actively looking for therapists right now that can be family focused, but also that are kid focused, that understand where kids are coming from, but also that are, they're adults as well. Yeah. And then we can really garner a treatment plan. We can tailor, you know, our appointments to be towards what are we working for? What do we want? Mm. And helping people to
give us your contact information.
Yeah. Contact information is phone number is 345-2778. And then the website is cornerstonelifeworks.com. And from that, they can read bios. They can obviously read about me, but about our staff. And I really do, the therapists are amazing that we've got, but we have an awesome team as well on the admin side. Nicole, Natalie, Misty, Effie, and Maggie. I mean, we've just got a neat team, and they don't get as much attention sometimes as they should. So I really give a shout out to them because they're really the front line. They answer the phones and they see the people the minute that they come in. So we want the whole team to be known in that context that we're there to serve the community. Mm-hmm. And Christian and non-Christian alike. We want people to know that it's a safe place.
I can imagine that your therapists that have experience serving our country would really understand what a lot of veterans are going through. I know people that have just come out of service that are really kind of bummed out because, you know, a month ago they're commanding, mm-hmm. you know, troops underneath them.
Right.
They're carrying around deadly weapons. They're making decisions every day that are life or death. And they come home and they're trying to put together a grocery list. And they somehow feel like that's not what they're called mm-hmm. to do.
It's not enough.
But somebody that has been through that could really understand that and work through it with mm-hmm. them.
And that's our hope is that, you know, and again, we might have some clients coming through that are dealing with substance abuse. Mm. But sometimes substance abuse could be, you know, Netflix. Sometimes that could be anger.
Food.
Yeah, especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
You know? And we want to be able to, you know, like in the scripture, we want to be able to have feasts and enjoy that. But at that same point, we want to know where those boundaries and limits are. So the therapists, the teams that we've got, I think we've got a great team, but it's also having those clients come in that are part of the team too, because we want to co-labor with people and come alongside, you know, the best that we can.
One of the first things you read when you go to cornerstonelifeworks.com is that hope is possible. Hmm. It's an overt statement.
Yeah.
I can't help but think about it's going to take a lot of work, mm-hmm. and people need to be willing to put in the work. Is that a hard thing to do, to get people to work?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in some context, depending on where people are coming from, there's a huge payoff to work, but a lot of times people have kind of learned a sense of helplessness, you know, not negative or bad in any way that they're bad, but there's just this place where I can't. And that's where we really want to come against the lie of that word. And I have a really neat image. But Jesus is coming up to the word can't, and he's pulling off the T, and that's the cross. Mm. And he's walking away with it, you know, but that's that availability for people to come as they are. They don't have to be cleaned up. They don't have to be perfect, because that's not the gospel. It's come to me all who are the heavy laden. So we want to be a safe place for people to come to and know that hope is possible. And that's if they're in marriages, that it's if they're having difficulty doing online school, that's if they're, you know, having difficulty with substance, whatever it is. But it's a safe place. Judgment-free zone, I call it.
There you go. How much stress is Christmas adding?
Christmas, you know, like any holidays, it adds financial stress, but it also adds that difficulty, especially if we have, say, elderly parents, you know, because with COVID, there is that target that elderly are a lot more susceptible. So we're trying to be active in encouraging things that people can do, you know, and around the holidays, a lot of people are coming in for counseling around those ideas of how do I handle the stress of this? And it's really going back to the basics of, okay, are we getting movement? Are we, you know, really taking care of ourselves first? COVID has added another difficulty with that. So in that availability of how do kids help their parents, you know, be active. You know, there was an article I was reading on that, New Mexico First Aid website earlier today, and it was that idea of write a letter. Get active. Write a letter.
You mean write a letter with a pen?
With a pen, yeah. Now, we could maybe extend it to a text or an email, but physically write a letter, because there's something in doing that. You're sitting down and being still.
Hey, don't give people a break. They need to get out a pen and paper, and they need to write a letter.
Write a letter. And the context of this article, they took a group of people, and they split them up into three parties. One group that wrote a letter for 3 weeks to one person each week. The next group wrote about things they were frustrated about and just focused on that. And then the next group didn't do anything. And they found that the group that wrote thank you letters, practiced gratitude for weeks after, had this almost like a residual, you know, an investment. It compounded on itself to where they had this sense of happiness and hope from doing that. So that would be something maybe to do, because parents, I think for the majority of parents, what they want to hear is thank you. Even if they weren't the best, even if they, I mean, if there's one thing that they could be, the kid can be thankful for, is they're here. You know, they were born, because, you know, there's some family situations that are difficult. But the funny thing on this group too, this group study that was done, only 23%, I think it was, sent the letters.
They wrote the letters, but they didn't send them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A resounding 70, you know, something percent didn't send the letters, but they were practicing gratitude.
And I will tell you one thing that they didn't measure either was the people that received those letters.
Amen.
That was really a blessing.
Right.
You get a letter in the mail. Yep. What a fun thing.
Yeah.
As long as it's not an advertisement for somebody spending his something.
Especially these days.
But if it's a thank you letter, or if it's just a letter saying, hey, how you doing? Here I am. Yep. I think that's an amazing gift.
Yeah. And through trial and tribulation, be of good cheer. You know, there's something that the Lord intended for us to be practicing so that we didn't come alongside the age, stress and fear and offendedness, so that we're practicing what's already in our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Cornerstone LifeWorks has a very diverse team of therapists. Sam Newman is their director. You can reach out to them at 345-2778. Of course, area code 505. Their email address I should say their website address is cornerstonelifeworks.com. You can click on contact and it'll help you send a little email if you want to make some arrangements like that. They are located at 320 Osuna Road Northeast. And that's down in the North Valley. Beautiful complex.
Yes.
And hopefully once we get through COVID, you can stop by and have a little tea at the
St. James
Tea Room. Yeah, what a beautiful place that is.
Yeah.
Very calming atmosphere. That's what a lot of us need to get to. We need to get out of our houses. We need to be, even when it's like today, I mean, what is it? Probably 48 degrees today. Mm-hmm. You can still get out, dress a little warm, get out, take a little walk, wear your mask, whatever's required. But it's better than sitting around at the house.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, get moving. And even I recommend to a lot of clients who are doing Zoom, that's our platform for our telehealth. But they could still go to a place, because Zoom can work off of their phones and those types of things. Go to a remote place, but get outside, even if you got to bundle up.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I have elderly parents, and they like to get out every day, and they walk their dogs. My mom rides on a little scooter because she's not quite as steady as she once was. But they bless their neighbors by stopping and, you know, 10 feet away. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. What's going on? And it's just fun. They've probably gotten to know their neighbors more than they ever did prior to COVID.
Right, right. Well, and that's one thing that we can be doing, especially towards, like you had mentioned earlier about the food pantries. You know, bless people, you know, in a safe, collective way. It could be making, you know, holiday treats, whatever that might be. But good way to do it.
Sam, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I know you're doing some construction at the house.
Yes,
so
sir.
May the honeydews go well, my
Amen.
Friend.
Thank you. You too.
Good to talk to you. We'll see you next year.
All right. Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect is presented.
presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.